An unusually newsy day in the nation's capital, even by Washington standards, that make up our two leads. A House committee delves into a possible Russian government role in the campaign that elected Donald Trump. And a Senate panel begins hearings on the man chosen by President Trump to serve on the Supreme Court. We begin with the Russia file and Lisa Desjardins, who's been watching it all.
I hope today's hearing will shed light on...
In a rare open hearing of the House Intelligence Committee, a rare admission from the FBI director.
I have been authorized by the Department of Justice to confirm that the FBI, as part of our counterintelligence mission, is investigating the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. And that includes investigating the nature of any links between individuals associated with the Trump campaign and the Russian government, and whether there was any coordination between the campaign and Russia's efforts.
Beside Comey sat National Security Agency Chief Michael Rogers. Both stood by the intelligence community's earlier report that Russian President Vladimir Putin clearly favored the candidacy of Donald Trump.
Putin hated Secretary Clinton so much that the flip side of that coin was he had a clear preference for the person running against the person he hated so much.
Committee Democrats and Republicans pursued sharply different lines of questioning.
In early July, Carter Page, someone candidate Trump identified as one of his national security advisors, travels to Moscow on a trip approved by the Trump campaign.
Ranking Democrat Adam Schiff listed contacts between Trump advisors and Russian officials and raised concern.
Many of the Trump's campaign personnel, including the president himself, have ties to Russia and Russian interests. This is, of course, no crime. On the other hand, if the Trump campaign, or anyone associated with it, aided or abetted the Russians, it would not only be a serious crime, it would also represent one of the most shocking betrayals of democracy in history.
But Committee Chairman Devin Nunes and other Republicans pushed to show that Russians did not directly change vote totals.
Admiral Rogers, do you have any evidence that Russia cyber actors changed vote tallies?
No, I do not.
The president soon after tweeted that the NSA and FBI tell Congress that Russia did not influence electoral process. But back at the hearing, Democrat Jim Hines pounced, saying a lack of manipulating votes directly is different than no influence at all.
So it's not too far of a logical leap to conclude that the assertion that you have told the Congress that there was no influence on the electoral process is not quite right.
Right. It certainly wasn't our intention to say that today, because we don't have any information on that subject. And that's not something that was looked at.
More than anything, Republicans raised alarm over leaks and stories with reportedly classified information and names in the investigation.
I thought it was against the law to disseminate classified information. Is it?
Oh, yes, sure. It's a serious crime.
South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy went farther, warning that unless the leaks are stopped, a key provision of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, may not be reauthorized by Congress this year.
Trust me, you and I both want to see it reauthorized. It is in jeopardy if we don't get this resolved.
The hearing hit extraordinary territory. Democrats pushed on President Trump's charges that President Obama wiretapped him.
With respect to the president's tweets about alleged wiretapping directed at him by the prior administration, I have no information that supports those tweets.
Republican Chairman Nunes agreed, but did not rule out that other measures could have been involved.
It's still possible that other surveillance activities were used against President Trump and his associates.
President Trump and his aides have refused to back off the surveillance charge. They say its veracity is for the investigation to determine. Meanwhile, today, White House spokesman Sean Spicer defended the president and his campaign, but he also seemed to downplay the campaign roles of two key players known for their ties to Russia, former campaign advisor Michael Flynn and former campaign manager Paul Manafort.
Even General Flynn was a volunteer of the campaign. And then obviously there's been this discussion of Paul Manafort, who played a very limited role for a very limited amount of time.
At the hearing, over it all was Russia, a country the NSA chief said changed its tactics in 2016.
I'd say the biggest difference from my perspective was
both the use of cyber, the hacking, as a vehicle to physically gain access to information, to extract that information, and then to make it widely publicly available without any alteration or change?
And the only thing that I'd add is they were unusually loud in their intervention. It's almost as if they didn't care that we knew what they were doing or that they wanted us to see what they were doing.
FBI Director Comey gave a warning.
They'll be back. And they'll be back in 2020. They may be back in 2018. And one of the lessons they may draw from this is that they were successful because they introduced chaos and division and discord.
Chairman Nunes closed the hearing with a stark verdict on the five-hour session.
Because you know, there is a big gray cloud that you have now put over people who have very important work to do to lead this country. And so the faster you can get to the bottom of this, it's going to be better for all Americans.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Lisa Desjardins at the Capitol.